Hello, hello, scholars and academic aficionados. You've just tuned into Dissertation in 90 Days, the premier podcast for all you bright minds navigating the winding road of academia. I'm Dr. J, delighted to have you here and eager to be your beacon of knowledge and support as you chart the course to your dissertation success. Whether you're entrenched in research, methodically crafting your argument, or merely scouting the horizon of higher education, our community is your new intellectual home. Each episode is crafted to guide, inspire, and equip you with everything needed to not just meet, but exceed your academic goals. So, adjust your headphones, settle in with your favorite study beverage, and let's embark on this enlightening expedition together. Welcome aboard. All right, friends, let's delve deeper into what makes public speaking in academia such a daunting task. You're with me on Dissertation in 90 Days, and I'm Dr. J, here to help you navigate these choppy waters. Think about it, standing in front of your peers, ready to present months or even years of research. It's not just a presentation, it feels like you're putting your entire academic journey on display. And that's where our first common fear comes in, the fear of judgment. Are my findings enough? Am I presenting them right? It's like walking a tightrope with your reputation hanging in the balance. Then, there's that pesky imposter syndrome. This isn't just about doubting your work, it's about doubting yourself. Am I as capable as my peers? Do I belong here? It's a silent struggle, but oh so common, especially in high-pressure environments like academia. Now let me tell you a story. My first major academic presentation, I stood there, slides ready, heart pounding. I looked out at the audience and thought, what if I'm not cut out for this? I stumbled through the first few minutes feeling like an actor who forgot his lines. But here's the thing, that experience was a turning point for me. It taught me that it's okay to be nervous, it's human. But why do we feel this way? Let's put on our psychology hats for a moment. Fear of public speaking, or glossophobia, is deeply rooted in our psyche. It's not just about the fear of forgetting your lines or messing up your slides, it's a basic human fear of exclusion. Of not being accepted by the group. In the academic world, where your audience is often your peers and mentors, this fear can be amplified. But here's the good news. Understanding this fear is half the battle. By acknowledging these fears, we begin to demystify them. We start to see that it's not about being fearless, it's about managing and learning from that fear. In this segment, we're focusing on robust preparation strategies. Let's get started. First things first. Research and organization. It's crucial to thoroughly understand your topic. Imagine building a structure. Each fact, each theory is like a brick. You place them carefully to build a solid, sturdy foundation. Organize your material in a way that makes sense. Start with your main idea, then lay out your supporting points in a sequence that flows. Think of it as guiding your audience on a journey through your research. Now, on to practice techniques. Practicing is about refining your delivery until it feels natural. Here's a tip, record yourself. It might feel odd at first, but it's incredibly effective. You'll notice things about your tone, pace, and body language that you can improve. Practicing in front of a mirror is also great. It helps you become more aware of your gestures and expressions. And don't forget mock presentations. They are like dress rehearsals. Present to a group of friends or colleagues and ask for honest feedback. This will help you fine-tune your presentation and get comfortable with an audience. Let's talk about a mindset shift. Instead of seeing your presentation as a performance, view it as a conversation. You're not just talking at your audience, you're talking with them. Engage them with questions or invite them to think about a concept. This approach takes the pressure off and makes your presentation more relatable and engaging. It's about sharing your knowledge in a way that invites participation and connection. And here's something to ponder. Envision your presentation as a journey you're taking with your audience. You're the guide, leading them through the landscape of your research. Show them the sites, the key points of your study, and let them explore with you. This perspective can transform your presentation from a monologue to an interactive experience. Remember, the way you prepare can make all the difference. Thorough understanding, consistent practice, and the right mindset turn a daunting task into an exciting opportunity. So take these strategies, apply them, and watch as your public speaking transforms from a challenge into one of your strengths. Now we're stepping into the spotlight. It's showtime, your presentation. Let's talk about making it memorable and managing those jitters. First up, engaging your audience. It's all about connection. Make eye contact. It's simple but powerful. It shows you're confident and you're speaking to everyone. Use stories or examples to bring your points to life. Just like John Maxwell, make your presentation feel like a conversation, not a lecture. Ask questions, maybe a rhetorical one, or encourage audience participation. This keeps everyone involved and makes your presentation more interactive. Now, let's tackle nerves. They're normal, but you can manage them. Deep breathing is your ally. Before you start, take a few deep breaths. It calms the mind and reduces tension. During the presentation, if you feel overwhelmed, pause and take a breath. It's a natural reset button. Positive self-talk is another tool. Remind yourself, I'm prepared. I know my stuff. This boosts your confidence and keeps negative thoughts at bay. Handling questions can be tricky, but it's a great opportunity to shine. Listen to each question carefully. It shows respect and gives you a moment to formulate your response. If you don't know the answer, it's okay to say so. Offer to follow up after the presentation. This honesty builds trust. And remember, questions mean your audience is engaged and interested. That's a win. So there you have it. Engage your audience, manage your nerves, and handle questions with confidence. These are the keys to a successful presentation. You've got this. Keep these tips in mind, and you'll not only deliver your message effectively, but you'll also leave a lasting impression. Let's explore the crucial phase after your presentation, the time for reflection and growth. After your presentation, it's important to take a moment for thorough self-analysis. Reflect on specific aspects. How was your pacing? Did you engage with the audience as planned? Think about the clarity of your message, the effectiveness of your visuals, and the strength of your arguments. It's about dissecting each element to understand your performance holistically. Then, there's the invaluable practice of seeking feedback. Reach out not just to your peers and mentors, but also to anyone in your audience willing to share their thoughts. Different viewpoints can offer unique insights into aspects like your voice modulation, the persuasiveness of your content, and even your nonverbal communication. This feedback isn't just about what you need to improve, it's also about understanding the impact of your presentation. Consider creating a feedback form. Make it specific. Ask about the clarity of your main points, the effectiveness of your introduction and conclusion, and the engagement level of the presentation. This structured approach can yield more focused and useful feedback. And let's talk about continuous improvement. Each presentation is a learning experience, a stepping stone to your next big moment. Reflect on how the experience has contributed to your growth as a speaker and a scholar. Did it boost your confidence? Did it reveal a new area of interest? Every time you speak, you're adding another layer to your expertise and capabilities. So embrace this post-presentation phase as a critical part of your journey. Analyze, seek feedback, and continuously improve. This is how you evolve, not just in public speaking, but in your academic journey as a whole. Remember, every opportunity to speak is a chance to grow, learn, and become more adept in sharing your knowledge with the world. And just like that, we're wrapping up another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm Dr. J, and it's been a pleasure guiding you through the nuances of public speaking in academia. Let's quickly recap. We talked about understanding your fears and the importance of preparation, knowing your topic and organizing your material. We discussed practicing your presentation and shifting your mindset to engage your audience. And we covered managing nerves and handling questions with confidence. Finally, we explored the invaluable process of post-presentation reflection and continuous improvement. Remember, overcoming the fear of public speaking is a journey. It's about growth, learning, and embracing each opportunity to share your research and ideas. You're not alone in this. Every step you take is a step forward. As we close, I want to remind you of our aim here at Dissertation in 90 Days to support and guide you through your academic journey. Stay tuned for more insights and strategies in our upcoming episodes. And before we go, a special resource for you, Dr. Anthony Robinson's playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less. It's an incredible resource, especially if you're aiming to expedite your dissertation process. Dr. Robinson completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. You can download this playbook at writerser.com/playbook. Thank you for joining me today. Keep pushing forward, keep learning, and I'll be right here with you on the next episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Until then, keep striving for excellence in your academic endeavors.